It's Chris Raji, Brad Thompson here with you, the Fast Lane on 101 ESPN. We head now to the Brown and Crouppen Celebrity Line, and we bring in our buddy Lou Korak, covering the Blues for NHL.com. Lou, how you doing, man?
About as good as you guys are. Woo. How are you guys doing?
Kiefer struggling, but it is what it is.
You know what? I got to tell you, I don't think we are.
You don't think so? Not yet?
We spent 2 days talking about wiping habits.
That's true. Hey, Lou, are you a hashtag fold gang?
What?
Yeah, exactly.
When you wipe, do you fold it over and then wipe again?
No, I just do whatever comes natural, I guess. I don't know. Call me the sloppy look, wiper, I guess.
Look, I get it, Lou. It's a personal question right off the bat.
Lord.
I understand. I didn't know we'd get here, but, you know, that's where the show has taken us at times.
Wow.
Lou.
Are you guys desperate for some content?
I don't think we are. I think this is perfect.
Yeah. What do you mean? No, we're good. Hey, I'm super interested. I've heard so many different things floated out. And at this point, I mean, Lou, that's all it is floated out, because nobody knows when the season is going to start. Nobody knows when we're going to have a chance to get back to things. We do know that at least one NHL player has been, has coronavirus, somebody with the Ottawa Senators. So we know that it's within the NHL now. But, I mean, what are you hearing as far as a postseason schedule, a regular season? I mean, are there any dates that you've heard over and over again?
Not specifically, Brett, any dates. I mean, there have been so many different proposals that, you know, you go through with the social media, and, you know, you can make some contacts yourself and find out what's being said out there and thrown around out there. But to be honest with you, the most interesting one to me is one that was, I don't know if you guys have seen it, was actually a player proposal that's about restarting the whole thing with kind of holding an abbreviated training camp in early July. So this gives you, you know, several months here if it has to go this long, which is unprecedented in itself. So an early training camp in July, you finish up the remainder of the regular season through July, which we've never seen before, hold the playoffs in August and September. Can you imagine that? I mean, raising a Stanley Cup in September, which is crazy. You know, then you hold the draft and free agency, and basically, that would be abbreviated in October, which would take you into what would be the 2020-21 season, and then finishing the 2021 season, starting that in November. Now, that's probably the most logical one that I've heard of to this date. I know that sounds like a lot, but from what I'm getting is the NHL is dead set against taking games away from a full 82-game season next year. So, you know, you've got both sides here just coming up with all different sorts of scenarios. And I've heard escrow is playing a big part of it, and it might be a big hit with the players union might take a big hit on this. So they're trying to come up with every logical way of trying to salvage something here. And I know that from the league perspective, they're doing it as well. So, I mean, this is, guys, we know it. It's uncharted territory here that we're dealing with. And both sides are just trying to come up with anything and everything possible. And, you know, obviously there's nothing you can do. You know, if the CDC says no, then nobody's going to be doing anything here. And, you know, so you can come up with all the different proposals you can. But that one there from the player side, and it's from my understanding, a couple of the higher up players in the league. And to me, that one makes really the most sense if you're going to complete this from where you left off to the end of it. And, you know, if you can pull this off, I think it would be great. But this is all really speculation right now, guys. I mean, we can guess all we want here when anybody is going to start anything, when you can finish anything and whatnot. But there's so many different things being floated about out there. But that, to me, is the one that really makes the most logical sense if you can pull it off.
See, and I'm okay with truncated seasons this year and next. I mean, I'm okay with the idea of, all right, regular season's over. We do the camp. We start the playoffs, finish this season. And who cares if they start the season in, like, December? And then you just, to me, all I want to have is as best we can, and as long as things really don't hit the fan, and everything collapses, which I don't think is going to happen, but you never know. What I would like to have happen is for the end of next season to be normal, on a normal schedule. As long as we get to that, I will feel like everything is okay, even if that means they're not playing a full 2021 season.
Yeah, and that's, Chris, that's the one that kind of stumps me is that I've got to do a little more research on this. But from what I'm getting is the league is just absolutely dead set against abbreviating 82 games. Now, there's got to be some logical reason tied into that. I haven't delved into it that deeply yet. I'm just trying to figure out what we're going to do tomorrow.
Yeah.
Right now, you know, nobody knows. And, you know, everybody's just paused right now. And think about this, and I know I'm kind of breaking away with what you're saying here, but if you don't finish the regular season this year, this is where it really gets dicey. And I know a lot of the teams that are on the bubble are the ones that are really pushing for finishing a regular season or at least doing some sort of play-in games, is because right now, if you just go by points alone, the Winnipeg Jets are in the playoffs. They have enough to make it in. But if you base this off of points percentage, they would be on the outside looking in. You would have Calgary as the second wild card at a 564. Winnipeg would be on the outside looking in at a 563. Now, imagine if you do something like that. I mean, there's so many ramifications here. You're talking about missing the playoffs. Can you imagine how much revenue stream a team is going to be losing if you're on the outside looking in? And that's, I think there's a lot of teams right now that just are really dead set against the whole points percentage thing and just going straight to the playoffs. So that's what I'm talking about when I mean there's just so many different branches that this is going to go out into. The owners and the league have their reasons for wanting to do things the way they want, and the players are trying to save here as much as they can. And from my understanding, again, a lot of this is tied in with the escrow. So this, your guess is as good as mine right now, where this is going to go and how it's going to play out.
Lou, one of those branches, or at least that I've read, is the idea, and it would help out a couple of teams that you just mentioned there, is the idea of just adding playoff teams in general. So maybe you don't go, you don't have a regular season, you do jump right into the postseason, but instead of your 16, it expands. How realistic do you think that is?
I've heard that rumor out there as well, and I actually had traded messages with a couple of former players that feel that the players would be absolutely dead set against that, because that's just gonna prolong this whole process and make the season even that much longer. I mean, you're already gonna go into uncharted territory anyway. So my understanding is the players are not gonna really wanna go with that idea there. So this is going to have a lot of sticking points to it, Brad, and this is going to be a very, not just in hockey, but I mean in the NBA, and you know, what about Major League Baseball? This is just going to have so many different challenges on how these sports are going to try to figure out a schedule, a season, crowning a champion. I mean, this, you know, I don't envy being in any of these positions. No. Because everybody's going to have their own different ideas. Everybody's going to try to base this on what they feel is right, and you're going to have differing ideas on this thing, and it's going to be crazy when it's all finally said and done.
Lou, if they added some teams, it wouldn't make it that much longer, since they'll just go to 3-game series. That'd be perfect.
No.
Well, that's another idea. I mean, what if the idea of, say, if you do a first round, you could always make it, instead of a best of 7, a best of 5 scenario. Mm-hmm. That's always another place you can go to. So again, there's another branch there that you can go down. We'll see if everybody, you know, all the right parties here can come to a head and come to an agreement here. But again, nobody's going to be doing anything until we can figure out when all this is going to be said and done.
And again, as we can't stress enough, we have no idea when this is going to start back. But I'm thinking back to just, you know, about a week ago, feeling like, all right, 2 weeks, they're going to play for, you know, are going to be off for a couple of weeks, and then we'll get back at it and everything's going to be normal. It's amazing, Lou, to me, and I'm sure it is to everybody else, and maybe it hasn't quite sunk in for everybody, how quickly this has all escalated.
Oh, 100%. And guys, I don't know if you've had a chance to check it out yet, but go to Kevin Weeks from NHL Network. He did a really great hit last night with on his Periscope account with Jordan Binnington, and some very candid comments that, you know, Binnington made. And think about it, as much hockey as the Blues have played, I mean, this is a chance for them to kind of decompress here. And he even made mention that it's allowed him to kind of relax his mind and body, which kind of goes back to some of those theories earlier in the year, guys, where we saw there were stretches there where, you know, Craig Berube and the coaching staff was giving Binnington some extra time off. Well, this kind of solidified the fact that here's a guy that's played a whole lot of hockey games, probably more hockey games than he's been used to playing in his entire career. And this is going to give him, and I'm sure other guys around the league, just a chance to kind of step back, let the body heal up a little bit. And now you make another push here. But, you know, it's almost too like, you know, you're almost starting over again because there's teams out there that were playing so well and they were making that surge like the Blues did last year into the playoffs. Now you got this big dip and you almost have to kind of rev the engine up again. So it's two different ways that you can look at it. But, you know, these players are going to have to make the most of the situation that they've been dealt with here. And it's a tough one, but I'm sure whenever, you know, things get going again, these guys are going to be ready. And, you know, I think this might be a benefit for the Blues. It's going to help them make that push again and see if they can repeat. And especially a guy like Vladimir Tarasenko, I think when they get going again, you're going to see him in the lineup as soon as they get started.
Crazy times, Lou, no doubt about it. We appreciate you taking the time. If anything changes or look, if there's news at all, believe this, we're going to be reaching out, Lou. We appreciate it.
Absolutely, boys. Stay safe, and we'll talk soon.
You do the same. That's Lou Korak, NHL.com. Check out all his latest work there. All right, coming up next, you know what time it is. It's 4 o'clock fight time. Look, I don't keep stats in something like this. I won yesterday, though, and I'd like to win two in a row. We'll see what happens.